Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to a special 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports that shines the spotlight on Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao, the fight of the century.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Namdi, Saturday night at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. The fight everyone has been waiting for. Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. They're billing it as the fight of the century. Let's begin with the venue, Namdi. MGM Grand, you've been there ringside, and you're going to be there again ringside Saturday night. We'll talk about that. But first, Namdi, have you ever gotten the sense that such a fight has attracted so much attention and publicity at the MGM Grand?
Sonny, never. I mean, even what we're seeing in terms of the ticket prices is just insane, you know. I mean, it's just hotel rooms. That's why it's billed the billion-dollar weekend, you know, because the money on the table is just unbelievable.
Now, this is expected to be the highest grossing fight in history, Namdi. It seems like the amounts just keep going up and up and up. Can it go $500 million?
Half a billion, definitely, easily. Because the demand for the tickets just... Mind you, Sonny, 500 tickets sold out in 60 seconds. I mean, come on. And if you have the money, you may not be able to go in. So it's just the records are just been shattered everywhere, you know. And... we don't know what's going to happen come Saturday night.
Namdi, getting back to the tickets, has there been a secondary market for these tickets in terms of scalping and going to the high rollers?
Yes, Sonny, if you remember in the beginning, when we started talking about scaling the house, we looked at secondary market. The face value for the tickets, the highest ticket is $7,500 for ringside. Nosebleed is $1,500. You cannot even find that. The going price for ringside as of Friday morning, Sonny, is $130,000. If we're talking about nosebleed is when you go way, way up on the last row. That's 10 grand, man. So what we see here is the brokers reselling the tickets. Two things can happen, Sonny. The brokers may end up eating these tickets because the public may say, hey, why do we have to pay this much to see this fight? We can pull friends together and spend $100 and, you know, watch this fight. I mean, this closed circuit alone, Sonny, closed circuit is $150 to go into closed circuit. Imagine you're taking your girlfriend or your wife to the closed circuit. That's $300 right there. You've not talked about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. So it's a very expensive weekend, expensive fight.
The people that'll be ringside, though, Namdi, aren't they going to be the casino high rollers, people that the casino is trying to woo, you know, play the slot machines, blackjack, all that kind of thing?
Well, Sonny, the tables alone will bring in between $60 and $80 million. And when the casinos give away these tickets to the high rollers, they expect them to be at the table from a Friday afternoon. A guy buying a $100 ticket is not going to be at the table to spend $300,000 or $400,000 playing the blackjack. He's going to be at a slot machine, you know, which would not add up for the casino. So the casinos have the big boys flying in from Hollywood, the big boys flying in from China, from Philippines, from Europe. they come in to gamble.
Nambi, let's talk about the international aspects of this fight. We have Floyd Mayweather. He's been a prize fighter for about 20 years, fighting this Filipino star, Pacquiao. What about the Asian market, Nambi? How big is that in driving the gross, the record-breaking gross we're going to have for this fight?
Oh, that's a major market, Sonny. We have junket of gamblers coming in from China, from the Philippines, from Singapore. All these countries, you have big rollers coming in. And when these rollers come in, they come in to bet on Manny Pacquiao. They are Manny Pacquiao fans. And they come in big, big numbers. And that's why you see when they go to Macau to do fights, the same group come out, you know. So this is where the casinos expect to make a killing.
Manny Pacquiao, known for his aggressive nature in the ring, Nambi. I know you did point out a few problems he had in his training camp with leg cramps. Overall, how do you see his conditioning for this mega bout?
His condition is okay, but Sonny, I mean, for the fact that I live here, he trained here, and I'm able to see him at the gym, able to see him running, I don't think he's 100%. But don't forget, Sonny, in Mayweather's corner, we have Alex Ariza. Alex Ariza was the strength coach for Manny Pacquiao for many years, and he was recently fired by Freddie Roach. Where is Alex Ariza now? Alex Ariza is in camp with Floyd Mayweather.
He's got some inside information.
Oh, come on, son. It's like your girlfriend, you know, hanging out with your rival, man. You know what's going to happen. She's got your numbers, man. You better be shaking in your boots, bro.
Nandi, tactically, do you see Pac-Man maybe changing things up at this stage? Would he do something radical in the ring on Saturday night to beat Mayweather?
Yes, in the process, he get knocked out, Sonny. He must be the ring general. Being the ring general means you must cut off the ring. Because expect Floyd Mayweather to move in the early parts of the fight. Expect Floyd Mayweather to jab. Expect him to lateral movement. So if Manny is unable to cut off the ring and pressure Floyd Mayweather, then he stands a chance of just running into a big right hand. And that may be the end of the fight.
Nambi, I know you've told our VOA boxing fans over the years that Mayweather has a unique ability to adapt during a fight and make changes. What about the Pac-Man in that regard?
It's going to be hard for the Pac-Man to make changes and adjust. Not every fighter can adjust. Most fighters find it hard to just stay in one gear. Pac-Man's style is he will just jump all over you, throwing wild hooks, and he's a southpaw. Hoping that you're going to fall right into his left, which is his power punch. And if you walked into his power punch, which is left, you're going to be dropped. But you fighting him as his southpaw, you're able to put the jab in his body, break down his body, run your combination. I'm talking about Mayweather now. Run your combination. Set up the big right hand. If Mayweather is able to land the big right hand from the beginning of the fight, I don't see Pac-Man hanging in at all.
Do you see Mayweather using the early rounds, Nambi, to maybe take measure of Pacquiao and what he's got coming in terms of the arsenal?
Sonny, the early rounds for Manny Mayweather is what we call banking. Make sure to steal the rounds. Don't do too much. Steal the rounds. Put the money in the bag. And then step it up from the seventh round upwards, you know, because by then the man is frustrated, chasing you all over the ring. You're making him miss. He can't catch you. He's all frustrated. In the meantime, you drop in the right hand once a while. You're tagging him with your left jab. You're breaking down the body. And then 7, 8, 9, 10 rounds, you up it. You step it up. And that's when the bread and butter is a big right hand. And once that's landing, Pac-Man is in deep trouble.
Do you see this fight going the distance, Nambi, the full 12 rounds?
It depends on how Mayweather reads the fight. If he believes he wants to entertain the fight fans, he decides to catch a Pac-Man coming in. He will end with a spectacular knockout. I expect a masterful performance from Floyd Mayweather. But if he sees that he's unable to solve this problem with Manny Pacquiao all over him, he can win a boring 12-round decision, and all those cats that paid $130,000 to sit ringside and see watch Mayweather get knocked out, they'll be really, really pissed off. I mean, $10,000 being the rafter, you see a guy running around the ring and the other guy is chasing him. Cats would not be happy at all.
Namdi, in the build-up to this fight, it seemed like Mayweather controlled a lot of the contractual arrangements. This fight is being billed as Mayweather-Pacquiao. In other words, the Pac-Man's name isn't first, and I think Mayweather will enter the ring second on Saturday night with the Pac-Man starting it off. What about a rematch, Namdi? Is that written into the contract that there will be a rematch should Mayweather suffer his first professional loss?
There's no rematch clause here, but that does not mean at the end of it Saturday night there won't be talk of a rematch. What we will see happen if there's a rematch, if like the referee fumbles. Like I said this in the beginning, that I like to see the referee fumble, you know, so that we can get one or two more out of this guy, because this is huge, Sonny. This is major, you know. So no talk of rematch right now. We'll talk about rematch after we analyze what happened Saturday night.
Namdi, can you comment on the judges for this mega bout?
Reputable guys. None of these dubious G's that were once ringside judges. I mean, this is a fight where the whole world was all queued in and watching. So you don't want an incompetent guy coming to be the judge. So guys that are in place to do this job, they all were highly respected by both camps.
Namdi, there is some uncertainty surrounding what happens to Floyd Mayweather after this fight. His father, Floyd Mayweather Sr., is saying he wants his son to retire. He's quoted as saying, "I hope he walks away after this fight. This is a gambler's game, and I don't think Floyd should be gambling too much." Your reaction?
I think he still can do it. We just have to see how he will perform Saturday night. I still believe with a masterful performance Saturday night, he can take any of the welterweights out there. There's no point for him to even move up to the super welterweight or the middleweight class. American is there. A couple of young cats he can destroy in 10 rounds, you know. So the money is good, Sonny. Why step away from the table when you have all this crazy paper loaded in front of you? His dad is just talking, man. There's no retirement for Floyd Mayweather at all.
Floyd Mayweather 47-0 ahead of this fight against Pacquiao. Should he win, he'll be 48-0. And then right in his sights, Namdi, Rocky Marciano's mark, who the late heavyweight who retired undefeated at 49-0. Do you think Mayweather sort of is looking ahead to maybe surpassing that mark, Namdi?
Oh, definitely he will surpass Rocky Marciano's record. But you know what, Sonny? Nobody really, really gives this cat his props, you know. He's not only a great boxer, but a good businessman, you know. Mind you, he's still going to get paid on the backside after his $200 million guarantee. What he's making one night, Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, all these people combined never made it in their lifetime. So you got to give this dude his props, man. I mean, there'll be a lot of people. Majority of those people paying $130,000 ringside, $10,000 in the nosebleed. They're paying to see him get knocked out, see him bloodied, you know.
Namdi, I know Floyd likes to wear that ball cap that says TBE, the best ever. Right on the bill of the ball cap. And he made some comments ahead of the fight, basically saying that he's the greatest ever, even better than Muhammad Ali. And I think that maybe offended a few Ali supporters. What was your reaction?
Ali supporters better deal with it. Hands down, this man is the man. You know? nobody wants to say, oh, but hands down, Sonny, come on, man. This cat is walking away with more than $300 million. And he's still talking about doing it again in September. You know, how much did Ali make? When Ali fought, Ali had to pay his manager. He has to pay his promoter. Floyd Mayweather is his own manager, his own promoter. Come on, man, let's deal with it. We're in the 21st century, Sonny. Yeah, Ali was great, but we're talking now. When 10, 15 years from now, the name Floyd Mayweather will go down as the best.
Nambi, ever. Getting back to the fight on Saturday night and the preparation by both fighters, how important is video in their preparations? I mean, how many times do you think Mayweather watched film of Pacquiao, say, going up against the Mexican Marquez?
Well, Sonny, when you look at corners for a very important fight like this, you have to look at who is in the corner giving instructions. When we look at the Floyd Mayweather's corner, you have the Black Mamba, former world champion. Then you have Floyd Mayweather Sr., who is like a guru, boxing guru. Then look at Pacquiao's corner. You only have Freddie Roach. And with Freddie Roach, he can only do so much. Between the Black Mamba and Floyd Sr., come on, Sonny, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong, bro.
All right, I know you can't go wrong in terms of your predictions, Nnamdi, and I gotta put you on the spot. It sounds like you're going for the money man, Mayweather, Saturday night. Do you think he's going to win by decision?
Sonny, I'm still shocked when I look at the predictions by all this boxing expert. Everybody's saying Manny Pacquiao by decision, Manny Pacquiao by split decision. I'm like, what are these people thinking, man? Right here, man. Money Mayweather by knockout, bro.
All right, Nnamdi.
Like we say in Nigeria, you know, be small thing.
I'm backing you, Nnamdi. I'm going to go with the money man. And Nnamdi, we got to get back to how did you score a credential? How did you score that credential for Saturday night? I know even some of our longtime Voice of America listeners are wondering, because, I mean, that thing is gold, Nnamdi. It is gold. That is a golden pass on Saturday night at the MGM Grand.
Sonny, when I got my confirmation Friday morning, I was like, wow, this I'm really going into this fight. But, Sonny, go back to the 80s. If you're listening to Sonny Side of Sports or the Emperor Barrymore, we've been covering mega fights, man. Mm. We go back to Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearns. Tommy Hearns, the Hitman against Marvin Hagler, or Tyson against Holyfield with the fan man flying into the arena, in the outdoor casino. We've been there. We've never been denied a pass. But my remind you also, VOA reaches millions of listeners. We're not just some mainstream radio guy trying to get into a fight that just found boxing. We've been doing this for a long time.
Speaking of long time, some of the long time boxers from Africa have made some predictions. And I know you've talked with more than a few ahead of Mayweather Pacquiao. Is that your general sense that maybe the African fighters like Mayweather?
Oh, yeah. The African fighters like Mayweather because they like his style, you know. They like his personality, you know. They like the fact that, you know, he's an African-American guy doing it on this level, you know. He inspires a lot of fighters in Africa.
Nnamdi, as you well know, Mayweather Pacquiao is generating excitement in Africa, Asia, Europe, here in the United States, and all over the world. Let's listen in now to these fight fans in Vegas.
Mayweather's a great athlete, great guy, great president he could be, but he needs to stop running and go forward and box.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Mayweather all day. All day.
We're going to go. Yeah, but we need no more running. No running, man. This is old.
If Pacquiao can't catch Mayweather by the 4th or 5th round, it's over. Mayweather by decision all the way.
First 4 rounds, Pacquiao will come out throwing his punches the way he does. Floyd will get to grips with him and possibly stop him in the 10th, if not clear victory on points.
I'm expecting a good fight. I kind of think Mayweather's been dodging this fight for a while, you know, trying to charge or put the false things on Pacquiao. And I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's going to be a good fight. I like both these fighters.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be good. Pacquiao's going to win, and I'm going to collect a ton of money because nobody saw that coming.
Show me the money.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner, the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 18.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha. Dr. Larry was in Las Vegas in December of 2014, and he told me then that he thought the money man Mayweather deserved the biggest piece of the lucrative boxing pie at stake Saturday night.
Well, I think clearly that Mayweather should have a bigger purse because he's the one who holds the biggest attraction right now. Don't forget that Pacquiao is just coming back from some defeats. And yes, he did very well in his last fight, but Mayweather is still the box office draw. So he should have a bigger one. This is a fight the whole world wants to see. From Mexico through the USA to Africa down to China.
I got to put you on the spot, Dr. Larry. I love to get predictions from Namdi Moweta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. And I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Dr. Larry. Who do you like in that mega bout?
Well, the world will be entertained, but I'll put my money on Floyd Mayweather.
Why, Dr. Larry?
Because the guy, he said when he was addressing the audience here that all his life he has done nothing else. The only school he has attended is the school of boxing. Everything he has done, he said he watched Roberto Duran fight Leonard as a kid, and he drew inspiration from that and said, this will be my sport. He does the shoulder roll. His defense is wonderful. His arm speed, first grade. Footwork, something you want to praise any day. This is a guy who is sold out on boxing, and I think, Pacquiao will give him a tough fight. But nobody has the Mayweather code.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
And I don't think Pacquiao will also find it.
Meanwhile, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather addressed the worldwide media Wednesday in their final news conference in Las Vegas. The Pac-Man talked about growing up in poverty in the Philippines.
I just want to let you know that everything that I have accomplished is God who gave me the strength. You know, I just want to be an example and inspiration to everybody how my life before I became a boxer. I used to sleep in the street, you know, starving, hungry, and now I cannot imagine that the Lord raised me in this position. And he blessed me these blessings that I cannot imagine that the boy that don't have food and sleeper and sleeping in the street, that he raised me this level of life. I hope this fight is going to be not only to entertain people, but to give an inspiration to all the people around the world, and that there is God, you know, there is God that who can raise someone from nothing into something. As Jesus is the name of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. God bless.
Meanwhile, undefeated Floyd Mayweather had this to say at the Las Vegas news conference.
You know, it's time to fight now. You know, you guys came out here to see excitement. You guys came out here to see a great event. And I think that's what both competitors bring to the table, excitement. The biggest fight in boxing history, and I'm a part of it, so that's a great thing, you know. I'm just truly, truly blessed to be where I'm at. I feel good. I feel strong. And I see you guys Saturday. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fight, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
On May 2nd, at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Pac-Man will trade punches with Floyd Mayweather in a welterweight showdown that's expected to be the highest-grossing fight in history. In Pacquiao's corner will be Hall of Fame trainer Freddie Roach, who thinks his fighter is ready to give Mayweather his first loss.
You know, I think Pacquiao's going to win the fight, yes, but it's not an easy fight, believe me. We have to fight the perfect fight to win, that I know. This is our best opponent by far. This is my biggest challenge of my life. I love challenges and, you know, studying this guy. He does make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't have any bad habits. He is a very, very difficult fighter to beat, but I think we can beat him, yes.
Freddie Roach says he thinks one of the reasons Manny Pacquiao can win is Floyd Mayweather has lost some of his foot speed in recent years.
I say his legs, I think, are a little shot, a little worn. But I think Pacquiao has better legs at this moment, at this time. And I think Pacquiao is a little faster than Mayweather and hits a little bit harder. Mayweather has, you know, brittle, fragile hands, and he's not the biggest puncher in the world. But so I think that we have more assets to win the fight, I feel.
Some fight fans feel this blockbuster bout would have been better 5 or 6 years ago when the 36-year-old Pacquiao and the 38-year-old Mayweather were perhaps more in their prime. But Freddie Roach says he thinks the fight will live up to its hype.
I do think he'll live up to the height at this point. I think it'll be a better fight now because I do think Mayweather has to slow. He doesn't move as much as he used to, so he has to exchange a little bit more. So it does make it more exciting. But 5 years ago, I would have probably favored Mayweather. Now I favor Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao promises to be in great shape on May 2nd, especially with Freddie Roach overseeing his workouts.
Condition is the key. Manny needs great legs, like the Algeria fight. He was on his toes 12 rounds every minute of every round, and we trained really hard for that. But we train hard for every fight, to be honest with you. But the thing is, we do have a new game plan intact, and I think that's the key part of the puzzle. And if my job is to get that in Manny's head.
That's Hall of Fame boxing trainer Freddie Roach, who will be in Manny Pacquiao's corner May 2nd when the Pac-Man takes on Floyd Mayweather in an epic welterweight showdown. In addition to Pacquiao, Roach trains other top fighters, including a couple from Nigeria, Latif Power Coyote, and Wally Omotosho, whose nickname is Lucky Boy.
That's why I'm Lucky Boy. That's why the people call me. In Nigeria, people call me Playboy, but that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I'm a Lucky Boy.
Lucky Boy in Hollywood.
Lucky Boy in Australia, Lucky Boy in Hollywood.